Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will give a first hollow stem update, give out some livestock and garden news, and remind everyone what's on our extension calendar. But first, April is Earth Month, a time to celebrate our planet and take action to protect it. Earth Day, which is celebrated annually on April 22nd, is the largest civic event in the world, with over 1 billion people participating each year, and it began in the U.S. in the early 1970s. Earth Day is celebrated in over 190 countries, while Earth Month is a time to celebrate the progress made when protecting the environment. It's also a time to reflect and double down on actions to address the climate crisis and the environment challenges that remain. In my wheat news, I'm again reporting on the progress of first hollow stem. Cattle should be removed from wheat pastures when the crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yields. As of March 24th, all varieties have started to elongate in their hollow stem, and four varieties have reached the 1.5 threshold of first hollow stem, so cattle should be removed from wheat pasture. I'm expecting all the varieties will have reached first hollow stem by next week's results. In my livestock news, protect your vaccine so it can protect your herd. Many of our local livestock producers will be working their animals before they head out to summer grass. Vaccines break down in sunlight and warm temperatures, making them less effective and even dangerous. Safeguard your investment by keeping your vaccines cool, sorted, and protected while processing cattle, goats, sheep, pigs, horses, or other livestock. We here at the Extension Office have a vaccine cooler that can be used during your vaccination period. In my garden news, not everyone may have the ability to utilize a traditional in-ground garden, but there are multiple ways to enjoy flowers and vegetables wherever you call home. Take advantage of any space using raised beds and container gardening to conquer the challenges of balconies, decks, driveways, and other implantable areas with poor soil. I have many fact sheets on hand at the office to help with ideas and ways that everyone can use to grow garden plants. In my extension news, here at the extension office, we offer many diagnostic tests one can get done for their home or farm. We do rent out our soil probe and can use it to send in samples for soil testing. We offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant disease diagnostics. The Extension Office can send samples off for water analysis and grain germination. In addition, we can get analysis of your hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and moisture, along with the rental of the hay probe. We do have this vaccine cooler to aid health in livestock producers to ensure their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day when working cattle or other livestock. We also have radon kits for sale at $10, along with Notrolium Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. Stop by. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 p.m. In other extension news, walk with us towards a healthier tomorrow as Walk Kansas has kicked off its 25th year. Walk Kansas started yesterday, but don't worry, there is still time to start the journey to a healthier you. You can sign up today at walkkansasonline.org. The cost is $10 a person and is open to solo walkers or teams of 4 to 6. Contact us if you need more information. On our extension calendar, plan now to attend the 3rd annual Earth Day Plant Swap, sponsored by our local Master Gardeners and Friends. It will be Saturday, April 26th from 9 till 10 a.m. at the Blue Roundtop Building on the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson. share your divided and thin plants, or pick up new plants for your garden. Swap your plants for free or make a donation. Choose from plants, flowers, bulbs, vegetables, seeds, and other gardening tools. All this is sponsored by the McPherson Master Gardeners and Friends. And also, they will be hosting their April Educational Gardening Program on Wednesday, April 23rd, starting at 7 p.m. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.